That's the opening aria from the Goldberg Variations by Johann Sebastian Bach. a recording from 2007 by American pianist Simona Dinnerstein, which made headlines at the time, at least in some circles, because she had raised the money herself to fund that recording on a major label, which is the Telarc label. It ranked number one on the U.S. Billboard Classical chart in its first week of sales, was named to many of the best of 2007 lists, including those of the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, the New Yorker. And Ms. Dinnerstein has released a number of albums since then, including one called The Berlin Concert, one called Bach, A Strange Beauty, and she now has a brand new one, came out just last month, also of the music of Bach, of his inventions and sinfonias. Simona Dinnerstein is my guest on Live and Local today. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me on.
So I guess I'll start with a really obvious question. Why Bach to start with?
Well, I think that Bach was the greatest composer, really. I mean, I love listening to his music and playing his music. There's just so much in it. It's incredibly complex, intellectual, crafted genius, and at the same time human, spiritual, emotional, expressive, and it's also timeless. It doesn't feel tied to the time when he wrote it. It feels like it can exist in many other, not only different times, but cultures. I've heard it interpreted through many different musical styles, and it always sounds fresh and interesting, and yet still Bach.
The music you just released, some of his partitas, rather inventions and sinfonias, were intended as teaching pieces, as well as his well-tempered clavier to some extent. Did you begin early with Bach as teaching tools for your own pianism?
Well, I think I first started studying his music when I was around nine or ten. And the very first pieces were the little preludes, and then I moved into the inventions, and that was really my first experience of playing counterpoint and learning how to balance my hands and have interesting things to say in my left hand as well as my right hand.
For those of our listeners who may have heard the term counterpoint, but may not know exactly what that means. What does it mean, particularly in the context of Bach, and then how is that important in a pianist's education?
Well, counterpoint really means it's a way of writing music for two or more independent voices at the same time. So if you think about any choir music that you might hear by Bach, cantatas. Every voice in the choir has something intricate and complicated happening at the same time. And so the same thing happens when you're playing on a keyboard. You have multiple lines happening at the same time. And so the two-part inventions are for two voices, and one is in each hand, and then the sinfonias are for three voices. And so the middle voice is shared between the two hands.
So I assume that the more voices, the more difficult, or not necessarily?
Yes, I guess you could say that, though there's something very difficult about music that is as exposed as two voices. I think that the inventions are really quite challenging to play. You know, your ear can really follow two voices if you really train it to. Three voices is more complicated to follow, and therefore more chance to hide.
Well, let's give an example. These are the first three, actually, of the two-part inventions. In the way Bach goes is he does a major key, a minor key, and then sort of works up the scale gradually. So here's C major, C minor, and then D major. It's Simona Dinnerstein in her new CD, called simply Bach Inventions and Symphonias. She's my guest on Live and Local today. The first three of the two-part inventions by Johann Sebastian Bach and a new recording by Simona Dinnerstein. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, Bach has figured a lot in your career so far. At least half or more of your recordings, I guess, all of your solo recordings have had either all Bach or some Bach on them. How does your Bach playing, do you think, inform some of the other composers you play? For example, you have one on which there's music by Bach and music of Schubert.
Well, I think that most composers after Bach were influenced in some way by Bach. And certainly having a foundation of playing Bach's music is extremely helpful in playing any other piano music. All piano music involves manipulating various lines of music. Of course, in Bach's music, the different lines are equally important, equally intricate. If you're playing something like a Mozart sonata, though, of course, your left hand is very important, it is not as complex as the right hand. The right hand is usually very melodic and might have a lot of passage work, and the left hand tends to be more in a supportive role, which has a different meaning than the counterpoint of Bach. But if you're playing something like a Beethoven, late Beethoven sonata, then that's a situation where there are many voices, they're all doing different things, and you need to be able to hear and control all of those voices. So I think that's a really obvious way that playing Bach can affect how you play other composers. The other aspect of Bach's music is that it's extremely lyrical. And singing and expressive, and a lot of that expressivity, I think, is shown through a use of rhythm and how you feel the phrasing rhythmically, and that applies to music written by other composers as well. You can think of any number of composers who are expressive rhythmically.
Of course, many, many people have recorded all of the music of Bach in some form or another, and another who sort of began and ended his career with the Goldberg Variations was Glenn Gould, who plays quite differently than you do. Are there some performers of the past who, in Bach's music, you would say particularly influenced your style? Or another way, I guess, to put the question is, how have you taken people you've heard in the past to inform your own creativity and originality in approaching Bach?
Well, I don't know if I could say about influence, because I could say that there are different pianists that I really relate to. One pianist that I really discovered as an adult was Meyer Hess, and I love her Bach playing. I don't know if I could say that she influenced me, though, because I really discovered her as an adult. I studied a lot of Bach with Peter Serkin when I was his student, and though I think I feel the music quite differently than he does, he was an amazing teacher to study with, and he had so many interesting things to show me and really did influence how I think about the music in many ways. I also really love Rosalind Turek's Bach, even though I play entirely differently than she does. She did, but I really appreciate what she did. I think she was completely amazing. And I would say that people that influence me the most are jazz musicians that I listen to playing Bach, such as Jacques Lussier. I love his Bach. I'm fascinated by hearing jazz musicians play Bach, and also very much hearing singers, the recordings of cantatas that Lorraine Hunt Lieberson did. I just find breathtaking.
Interesting, both points, and we'll get to actually a recording you have done with a singer. I'm interested that you mentioned jazz. Do you think that informs some of your sense of the rhythm of Bach, the way that, of course, jazz is so infused by its own rhythms?
Yeah, I think some aspects of jazz musicians' rhythm I find very interesting, like very often feeling music on the back of the beat. In other words, feeling when you have a pulse, feeling almost at the end of the possible of the possibility of a pulse, you feel that pulse. You know, right before it would move on to the next beat, you feel the beat. I really like that way of feeling a rhythm. I think jazz musicians have a sense of structure, and I happen to think that they're like the most intellectual of the modern day musicians. They have an understanding of how the music is built, and they respond to it instantaneously, and it's kind of mind-boggling sometimes to hear them.
You have a wonderful CD out, came out last year, called Night, with somebody who's not particularly a jazz musician, but you're both have at least a couple jazz tunes on this CD. Her name is Tift Merritt, singer-songwriter and guitarist, and you have a rendition of a Billie Holiday tune called Don't Explain. How did this collaboration come about?
Well, Tift is like a sort of alt-rock singer-songwriter, and we had become friends and really admired each other's music and wanted to be able to work together. And so we spent quite a bit of time working on which songs you would do and what it would mean for her to sing a Schubert song and what it would mean for me to play one of Tift's songs on the piano, improvising. The Billie Holiday song was new for both of us. I mean, she's not a jazz singer, so she doesn't sing it like a jazz singer. And we did an arrangement that Nina Simone made of that song. And Nina Simone was actually a classically trained pianist, and you can hear that in the arrangement. So it was a really interesting experiment in trying to find a bridge between our styles, remain feeling authentic and true to ourselves, and internalizing each other's music.
Let's give it a listen. It's Don't Explain, music of Billie Holiday, and it's called, from a CD called Night. Simona Dinnerstein is the pianist with singer and guitarist Tift Merritt here on Live and Local.
There's nothing to gain. I'm glad you're back. Don't explain. Mixed with some name, skip their lipstick. Don't explain. You know that I love. Sweet hush.
Music from last year's CD by pianist Simona Dinnerstein collaborating with Tift Merritt, a tune from Billie Holiday called Don't Explain. Simona Dinnerstein has a new recording of Bach's Inventions and Sinfonias out. And for that occasion, we have her as our guest today on Live and Local. I wanted to ask you about another collaboration, or really more than one collaboration. You've got recordings with at least two different cellists. Zuel Bailey is one we have a recording of here. What's your relationship with the cello? I mean, particularly with Beethoven's music, but others as well.
Well, really, it was because Zuel and I spent quite a number of years collaborating together and performing concerts, and then put out some recordings. And I love the cello. I have to say, if there was another instrument that I could play, it would be the cello. I just find it such a beautiful and expressive instrument. And there is a rich sonata repertoire for piano and cello, and it was really exciting to explore so much of it.
Here's a sample. This is the final movement of the third sonata of Beethoven. Zuel Bailey, the cellist, Simona Dinnerstein, the pianist, on Live and Local.
Thank you.
music by Beethoven, from a complete traversal of his music for cello and piano with the cellist Zul Bailey and pianist Simona Dinnerstein. That's the last movement of his third sonata. She's my guest on Live and Local. Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you a little bit about a line in your biography here where it says you're interested in exploring ways to subtly change the traditional concert experience. We heard a little bit of that, I suppose, in that recording earlier with Tift Merritt, but how are you going about that, and why?
Well, I think that this whole format that we have of the pianist wearing a gown or a tux and, you know, it all being very formal and the separation between the performer and the audience and the program being, you know, nothing past 1900 is really not working anymore. I think that it doesn't capture the imagination of most of the population, and you know, people are much more interested in something a little bit different, and the total experience of a concert and feeling more connected personally to the performer. I mean, certainly with today's social media and all of the different ways that the public can interact with people that they like to hear, that changed, that should change what a concert is. And so I've been experimenting with different ways of doing that. I've tried a variety of things, from different types of lighting, different types of concert attire. I've done, had mix tapes on as the audience enters the hall before the concert. So, you know, talking to the audience, a whole range of things.
And working and having some interesting collaborations, including here, for example, with someone who plays the theremin and an actor involved as well.
Yes, yeah, that was a really, really interesting collaboration. I had admired Pamelia Kirsten, who's a theremin player, which is one of the earliest, if not the earliest, electronic instruments. And we did a really interesting program where we played some Bach. We played a sonata for violin and piano, which I transcribed for theremin and piano. And we had this wonderful actor, Alvin Epstein, who is kind of a legend in the theater world here. And he read various poetry while... So it was an interesting evening.
I imagine so. Well, since you mentioned social media, I assume that one can find Simona Dinnerstein on Twitter and Facebook, I guess?
Facebook. I've not done Twitter yet.
It'll come. It'll come. That's what they keep telling me. If you'd like more information, it's simonadinnerstein.com, SimonaDinnerstein. Thanks very much for talking with us here on Live and Local.
Great talking with you. Thanks for having me on.
Our broadcast today on FM 90.9 is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's music heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring new exhibits entitled On the Road Again, Cruising Coast to Coast with America's Music. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. At the start of, near the start of the program, I played the first three of the Inventions by Johann Sebastian Bach off of Ms. Dinnerstein's new recording, Inventions and Phonias and Sinfonias. Here are three of the Sinfonias, otherwise known as, the Inventions, often known as the two-part Inventions. The Sinfonias, often known as the three-part Inventions. And here are three of the three parts. These are numbers 10 through 12 in G major, G minor, and A major, respectively. Simona Dinnerstein on Live and Local.
Thank you.
Those were three of the three-part Inventions, otherwise known as Sinfonias by Johann Sebastian Bach. Simona Dinnerstein playing from her new recording. Those were the Sinfonias in G major, G minor, and A major. It's a brand new recording, heard on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. And I'll share one more recording of Simona Dinnerstein's coming up in a little bit of the music of Franz Schubert, since I mentioned we mentioned earlier in our conversation that she does have a particular recording with both Bach and Schubert on it, and one of my own favorite impromptus, so that's coming up in a little bit. We have support for our show today from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at the Corkscrew's Facebook page. Here are some events you can go see and hear live in our listening area over the next few days. This being Wednesday, that means that Matt Stewart and Doug Schroer, guitar and harmonica respectively, are playing at Clark Bar in Champaign this evening at 6:30. The Chip McNeil Quartet play jazz at the Iron Post in Urbana this evening at 7. There's a jazz jam there at 10 o'clock tonight. The Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana will present The Clean House tonight at 8 o'clock. That's through Sunday and then continues next week, Wednesday, I believe, through Saturday. We'll have a short preview of that play for those who will not have seen it by Friday on Friday's Live and Local. A Midsummer Night's Dream is at Illinois State University at the Center for the Performing Arts there in Normal, 7:30 performance tonight and tomorrow, and on Friday and Saturday with a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. So lots of opportunities to see A Midsummer Night's Dream. The University of Illinois Wind Orchestra is at the Krannert Center in Urbana tonight at 7:30. Eastern Illinois University's Theater Department is presenting Shakespeare's Macbeth at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston. That's tonight at 7:30, also tomorrow night at the same time, and both Friday and Saturday as well. Again, a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. The Taj Mahal Trio plays at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts Thursday night at 7:30. Ms. M and the Jokers, with special guest Christina Berger, are playing Thursday evening at Bouvon's in Urbana. That's at 6 o'clock. Tubist Kevin Sanders playing a couple of times this week as a guest artist. He's playing at University of Illinois in the Music Building Auditorium Thursday evening at 7:30. He's also playing at ISU in Normal in Kempry Saddle Hall. That's Friday at 7:30. There's a Millikan University Faculty Chamber Recital this is the Eastern Illinois University Faculty Chamber Recital at the Dowden Fine Arts Center in Charleston. I need to verify that, I guess, Thursday evening at 7:30. Jiggy and the Source play at Clark Bar in Champaign Thursday at 6:30. The University of Illinois Jazz Combo, coached by Chip Stevens, is at the Iron Post in Urbana Thursday evening at 7. An Illinois Wesleyan University guest recital by Concordance will be at Westbrook Auditorium in the Wesleyan campus in Bloomington Thursday evening at 8. And I guess we'll go through Friday as well. The Boneyard Jazz Quintet is playing at the Iron Post in Urbana Friday evening at 5, followed by Fortunate Blue, an acoustic duo. That's Friday night at 9. Illinois Wesleyan University's Wind Ensemble performs at Westbrook Auditorium in Bloomington Friday evening at 7:30. Violist Elaine Fine and pianist John David Moore give a concert in honor of Women's History and Awareness Month at the Tarbell Arts Center in Charleston Friday night, 7:30. Gloria Rubel and Paul Sabuco are at Clark Bar in Champaign Friday evening at 6:30. Pianist Ian Hobson performs at the Krannert Center in Urbana Friday evening at 7:30. It's The Demo, which we featured on Live and Local yesterday. That'll be Friday night at the Krannert Center, 7:30. And it's a Homespun Jubilee, a two-day indoor music festival at Donnie's Homespun Pizza in Springfield Friday evening starting at 6 o'clock. Lots of things going on, as you can tell, and I didn't tell you everything. So keep in touch with all your local media and go out and patronize. your local performers and visiting folks playing live music. As promised, here's more, another performance by Simona Dinnerstein. This is of one of the impromptus of Franz Schubert, his Opus 90, number 2.
Thank you.
Simona Dinnerstein from her CD that has both Bach and Schubert on it. That was Schubert's impromptu opus 90 number 2 here on Live and Local. Join us again tomorrow for another show that will include a conversation about the concert Saturday night joining the Millikan Decatur Symphony Orchestra and the Millikan University Union of Choirs as in a program that includes Stravinsky's Petrushka Ballet and also the Four Sacred Pieces by Giuseppe Verdi, which you don't hear very often. I'll be talking with Guy Forbes of the Millikan University Choral Program, who will be conducting the Verdi on that concert. That's tomorrow at 4 o'clock here on Live and Local. Forecast says mostly clear sky tonight with a low around 4 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high around 10. And Friday, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-20s. We're currently at 18 degrees. Stay tuned next for All Things Considered from NPR. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music, and more for Central Illinois. WYLL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Going out with a little music by a different sort of pianist who used to spend time here at the University of Illinois, as did the guitarist in this group. It's pianist Tim Green with bassist Jim Cox, drummer Phil Gretto, and guitarist Brian Wilkie, a tune called Everything I Love.